door, God's beginning to make the way for the spread of the gospel. The report about them came to the ears of the assembly in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. Now, let me tell you something real quick about Antioch. About this time in history, it was the third, if I remember our history right, it's the third largest city in the Roman Empire. It wasn't a backwoods town. It was cosmopolitan. It was up to date. Very stylish. One historian compared it to a Hollywood culture. It was just hip. You know, that kind of town. So, when Barnabas went up to Antioch, who, when he arrived and saw the grace of God, rejoiced and began encouraging all of them to continue with the Lord with a resolute heart, for he was a good man, full of Holy Spirit and faith. And many were added to the Lord. Then, for whatever reason, Barnabas departed for Tarsus to look for Saul. Antioch is north of Israel. It's off that map on the wall right there, but it's on this one if they knew about where it was. Boy, I wish somebody over there knew the geography so you could point right to it. Susie, you know where Antioch is, right?
Never mind, I can do it.
But Antioch is somewhere right about in here. Well, all they had to do to go to Tarsus was go around the corner to here. It wasn't that far. A good swimmer, I bet, could swim. But it wasn't that far to go to Tarsus, Cilicia. And Tarsus might be a little bit farther than what I pointed, but not far. So he knew Saul was not too far away, and apparently he really was impressed by him when he had met him and been with him in Jerusalem. So he went to get him, to take him back to Antioch. I'm sure he thought that Saul would be a help among the Jews there. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they were together with the assembly and taught many people. And the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. Now those of you who know grammar know what the passive tense is. They were called. They did not call themselves. And that's the perfect spot for somebody to come up with a nickname for these people in Antioch. If anybody's going to come up with a nickname, clever nickname for them, it'd be the Hotshots in Antioch. This is one of only three places in the New Testament where the word Christian appears. Once here, once later in Paul's trial, when King Agrippa tells Paul, "You almost persuade me to be a Christian." Paul didn't get hung up with the word. He said, "I wish you were all together such as I am," except for these chains that are cut on my arm. And the other third time is when Peter said, if any man, in 1 Peter 4:1, I think, it's the fourth chapter, if any of you suffer as a Christian, rejoice, give God praise. Peter wasn't calling them Christians. He was saying, if any of you suffer as a Christian, if you're called that, and it was not a name of praise. Those Antioch clever guys did not come up with the name Christian to honor those who believed in Jesus. It was a joke. The Gentiles didn't believe in Christ. The word Christ is the equivalent of the Hebrew Messiah. Messiah's Hebrew, Christ is Greek. Both words mean anointed. If the believers were going to come up with a nickname for themselves, they would have called themselves Messiahans, not Christians. The Greeks came up with this, the Gentiles came up with that name. It helps to understand that let me point this out. Within 100 years or so, about that, maybe a little more, the rumor circulated around the Roman world that believers worshipped a jackass.